This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Mechanics for United Airlines were supposed to vote today on a wage concessions package the airline said was necessary to avoid bankruptcy. The vote was canceled after a federal panel turned down United's request for a $1.8 billion loan guarantee. The decision means United may be a step closer to seeking Chapter 11 protection. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
United's plan was rejected by a 2-to-1 vote. The dissenting members of the Air Transportation Stabilization Board minced no words. They called United's plan fundamentally flawed, not financially sound, with revenue projections that were unreasonably optimistic. United had been counting on the guarantee to back the bulk of a $2 billion loan. It wanted to pay off debt and to avoid a possible bankruptcy. While the airline has the option of asking the board to reconsider, United spokesman Chris Brathwaite said the rejection was disappointing.
We appreciate, however, the possibility expressed to consider an improved proposal at a later date. We will now consult with our union leaders and other stakeholders and quickly determine what steps to take next.
United posted a record $2.1 billion loss last year. It's on pace to lose even more this year, so in an effort to win the loan guarantee, it laid off workers, sought wage concessions from its unions, and announced reductions and pay cuts in its management ranks. But Darryl Jenkins, the director of aviation at George Washington University, says despite a strong political lobbying effort on United's behalf, the rejection was nearly a certainty.
They used revenue projections, which I don't think anybody took seriously. And if your revenue projections are too optimistic, then your cost-cutting is also too optimistic. And so 2 or 3 years down the road, you're just going to be in the same situation you are now.
United had warned repeatedly it would be forced to seek court protection without the federal backing. But company officials stopped short of saying that's what United will do. However, Darryl Jenkins says that is likely United's next step.
I think what they're probably doing right now is running around to the banks trying to secure what is called debtor-in-possession financing, which is financing that you use when you're in bankruptcy and cannot be wiped out by a Chapter 11 filing.
United has been trying to avoid bankruptcy because its stock would probably become virtually worthless, and it would lose control of restructuring to a judge. But since all of the airlines are under financial pressure, Northwestern University airline analyst Aaron Gelman says if United is forced to cut costs through a bankruptcy, it could lead to a restructuring for the entire beleaguered industry.
There may be people in the airline industry who take the view that, gee, if United were to go Chapter 11 and cram down lower wages and do all these other things, maybe they could get their labor group or their aircraft suppliers to take some of those steps. They wouldn't have to go through bankruptcy, but they would be able to match United's new lower cost.
So some United competitors, like Continental Airlines, applaud the step taken by the Transportation Board. United's unions have denounced it. Employees own 55% of the airline, and the head of United's pilots group says it's not up to the Airline Transportation Safety Board to restructure the airline industry. Meantime, United's Chris Brathwaite says for the time being, it's business as usual.
Our plan is to make whatever changes we have to undergo as part of our recovery, that they be seamless to the customers, as seamless as possible. So those folks who have Christmas travel plans or Easter travel plans or July 4th travel plans should feel confident that they can continue those travel plans on United Airlines.
If United decides to file a new application with the Transportation Board, it could do so even if it files for bankruptcy protection. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.